Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Well, lots of volatility in the financial markets this morning due to concerns about the ever-widening coronavirus. KCBS's Mike Colgan joins us with what experts are saying about the big picture impact of all this volatility.
Well, Susan, the big question, of course, for investors is how long is this going to roil the markets? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says we could see only a short-term impact.
If things are controlled in China over the next, say, 2 or 3 months, and we see businesses start to get back to normal, I think we'll look back on this not unlike the way we would look back on a natural disaster. It's terrible. There is human cost, but that the economy tends to recover, you know, in the ensuing period of time.
Schlesinger says among those urging investors to remain calm, the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett.
He said that looking ahead, that a combination of a low interest environment and rock bottom corporate tax rates makes stocks the most attractive asset class over the long term.
Jason Brooks, a Money Watch reporter, will be watching this all morning. Mike Colgan, KCBS.
Thank you, Mike. Officials in Costa Mesa saying, hang on, wait a minute. They've gone to court to try to block the government from transferring more than 150 coronavirus patients now at Travis Air Force Base to their city. Let's check in with KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub for the latest.
Well, Stan, the CDC says the Diamond Princess cruise ship passengers currently quarantined at Travis in Fairfield have to go. According to the Sacramento Bee, apparently there just aren't enough beds at Northern California hospitals equipped to care for people who actually have become ill from the virus. So the plan is to move the 156 Diamond Princess passengers to an empty developmental center site in Costa Mesa. But Costa Mesa says, Concerned about the health implications for their community, city attorneys asked a judge to impose a restraining order, which he did. A hearing is set for this afternoon. Several of those quarantined don't want to go. It appears that what's going on is this. Because Northern California hospitals appear maxed out, by moving the quarantine to Costa Mesa, the CDC could take advantage of hospitals in that region. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Two community meetings are planned today to update parents and students at West Oakland's McClymonds High School on the status of the toxic groundwater that's been found beneath the campus. After testing the school's air quality, experts are reporting they found no evidence that the chemical solvent TCE has vaporized into the air, a leading reason for the school's shutdown last week. District officials say today's meetings will cover the next steps that will be taken. They'll be held at 8:30 this morning, again at 5:30 this afternoon at the West Oakland Middle School Library. Stan, there were a few hiccups during Saturday's Nevada caucus, but organizers were able to avoid the catastrophic meltdown that plagued the Iowa vote. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign is in Las Vegas, and he says there's growing momentum within the Democratic Party to move away from caucuses entirely.
In an interview during Saturday's caucus at the Bellagio, Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez told KCBS he'd like to see fewer caucuses in 2024 after the nightmare in Iowa and slow reporting of results here.
I will certainly work hard to make sure we have a conversation as a DNC about the continuing role of caucuses. We had that conversation. We passed some reforms that resulted in our going from 14 caucus states in 16 to 7 in 2020.
But voter Grace Martinez prefers this system, saying it helps her make up her mind.
You get a little bit more information and you actually get to see what people's decisions are. It's not just walking into a booth and not knowing, just making your personal choice.
Perez notes that a state must pass a law to hold a primary election, and some Republican governors refuse to spend public money to run an election for the Democrats. In Las Vegas, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.